Okay, let's move on to 334.
Amend Floating Structures Code to add administrative appeal provisions, revise external appeal board provisions to conform to the state building codes, and term limits to boards, delete obsolete provisions, and make other technical changes.
Okay, Commissioner Saltzman, you've got your team responding to the questions, I think, that we had
right.
in the last hearing.
I'll turn it over to the team.
Yes, good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. Nancy Thorington with the Bureau of Development Services.
Mitch Nichols, Inspection Services Division Manager.
So the question was raised about whether an electrical and plumbing permit were required when moving a houseboat from one slip to another in the same moorage. And the answer to that question is yes. Actually, if you look in the ordinance itself on page 3, it talks about there's an exception for that's specifically called out for electrical permits. It says electrical permits are required for a connection of a relocated houseboat. And then also in the plumbing code, section 103.5.5.2 requires that any moved structure requires that a plumbing system be completely tested, and the permits are required for that. So the answer is yes. I don't know if you want to specifically include plumbing in that same section in the existing language. So it would say electrical and plumbing permits are required. I think that's belt and suspenders because the plumbing code already requires that. So.
Anybody else have a concern about that? Okay, no, appreciate you clearing that up. Thank you very much. So then let's take a vote to approve that, please.
Aye.
Thank you.
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hale?
Thanks very much. Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, 334.